This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan Studios, to great radio stations all across America. And oh, by the way, in the Caribbean on our favorite little adventure down there, AM 1000, where you folks on the cruise ships are hearing us right now. I know because I've had you call me and tell me you listen to me. And then let's not forget about the internet, where Maria in Germany is listening to us right now. Hello again, Maria, and thank you very much for chiming in and opining in the chat room there. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world too, plus to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too, for helping keep us free and safe. And let's not forget everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, and I mean everybody, regardless of what you're doing, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And last but not least, don't forget to check out my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, to kind of set this thing up, the Texas Attorney General, Mr. Paxton, used the comment yesterday that he hoped that the law that worked in the church shooting here in Texas, which was signed by the governor last September 1, will be used by other states. This could be a model to help them in some of these circumstances. So now it's your turn.
Well, one part of this is actually, I think, missing in some of this discussion about what happened at this church is that the church had a security team. That was the very first thing.
Right.
There was obviously, it's a volunteer security team, but I think there were two or three of these parishioners that were part of the security team that were watching this cat pretty much as soon as he entered the church.
Yeah, because he had a wig and a beard on, a fake wig and a beard caught their attention.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that part right there already put them on they were already alerted to this guy. So
right. You
know in their minds that they were thinking, this could go sideways. And so that's why they were really very ready. Now that's key. You know, we hear this thing, if you see something, say something. In
right. This
case, it was, if you see something, do something.
Yep.
And,
yep.
You know, because they had a security team, and this is not the first time this happened in Texas. You know, we had that event, about a year ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
That's a very important thing in all of this. Now, this Mr. Wilson, he's actually running for county commissioner.
Oh, good.
Too, but, what's particularly important is that the bigger message is not so much that, you know, he took the guy out in 6 seconds. That's a big deal and that's great. But he was talking about the evil that is out there. And what
yeah.
we just saw with the, rabbi's home
yeah.
in New York,
mm-hmm.
we see the evil. I mean, there is absolutely evil. So.
Yeah.
That's another part that we need to be addressing. Evil does exist,
mm-hmm.
and things are out of control this in the last several months. I have to say that we're happy. I'm very happy they had this security team, and they obviously had discussions on what would happen.
Well, they had been training. They had been training right along. Uh huh.
That part right there is the lesson, if I see it. But anyway.
I totally agree with you. By the way, very quickly, the Zogby poll, which, by the way, always seems to lean left. John Zogby, of course, a former professor at Utica College of Syracuse University up in my backyard. I remember him from years ago. He said that President Trump's approval rating is now at 50%, which is the highest it's been for him in a while.
Right.
Yep.
Actually, I think he's even with Obama.
Yeah. Actually, he's higher than Obama at this time, but he's even with Obama in terms of some other number he had there. That was the most popular or something like that year for 2019. Obama and President Trump tied for that some deal there. I forget exactly what it was. It was like the best person or who had done the most or the best good in 2019, the most popular. I don't know, something stupid, but I'll have to look it up during the break. But anyway. The New York Times, the publication we love to hate, what are they up to these days?
Well, they've got a piece. I have not read it, but the headlines is essentially saying that the Democrats have an unnecessarily, those are their words, weak 2020 field.
Sure.
Now, for a progressive newspaper, to not only admit that within their editorial board, if you will, but to actually publish a piece about that tells you that they're beginning to feel what normal, you know, people are feeling out here outside, you know, Washington, D.C. and in the progressive. I mean, I think some of these Democrats are, they know what's going on. They refuse, however, to moderate.
Yeah.
They refuse.
Yeah, they've all got to be off the deep end, way off on the left end of the spectrum. That's not going to help them. Yeah. That's not going to help them. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, possibly, I don't know who, you know, I don't know what the readership is in the New York Times, but I think it's a clarion call to these Democrats.
Oh, yeah. Hold that thought. Folks will be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And by the way, trade deal that we've been talking about with China, well, Peter Navarro has come out and said it's in the bag. Is it? We'll find out. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And I'm the Captain Matt Bruce. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, affectionately known as USCCA, because you can find out more about them and what they do by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, clicking on the logo that's in the right tab over there, and you'll see a drop-down window that will say, would you like to sign up to register to win the free Gun of the Day giveaway, which every day it's a different gun. And the answer to that is yes, unless you really don't want one. But anyway, when you do that, then you'll see three levels of membership where you can become a member, because for just a few dollars a month, USCCA members get upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys for whatever you might happen to need them for, because the USCCA knows the legal system doesn't always get it right. And by the way, if you decide to become a member, you'll also be eligible for some $474 worth of free stuff. So there you go. So check them out. USCCA logo link on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Okay. Denise Simon is here from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We got people saying good morning. Susie in the chat room, Robert the Bugler in the chat room, Greg in the chat room, William in the chat room, and Mr. Flip.
Morning, morning.
There you go.
Happy New Year.
Happy last day of the year. Tomorrow will be Happy New Year. This is New Year's Eve day for us. All right. Mr. Peter Navarro has said that President Trump's trade deal is in the bag. Really?
Well, it is. This is phase one.
Mm-hmm.
They are predicting that it will be signed next week.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Trump is going to
and the White House is going to figure out, you know, some kind of a signing event, but it is reported that it will be signed next week. So that's a good thing, I think.
Fantastic news. Yep.
It's a, I think it's an 86-page agreement that includes clauses in there like forced technology transfers and currency manipulation and protection of intellectual properties. Those were always the sticking points, not from shame on you, China, but more like how do we measure those things and where are the consequences if China gets caught doing them? We don't, that part we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd certainly like to know what those consequences are or if there are any.
Yeah, because will they finally stop hacking us? No. Right?
No, but it, not only that, but understand, too, this is a trade deal. So, I mean, Trump can sign it, and that's good. But then again, it's much like the USMCA. We're going to have to go through Congress to have it approved and ratified.
Now, Russia came out and made a comment, and I believe the foreign minister or somebody from Russia was it Lavrov was meeting with the nuclear negotiator or something like that. Is that what was going on?
I think so.
Okay. Well, Russia has come out and said that the Iranian nuclear deal is in danger of falling apart. Well, gee, I think it fell apart about 3 days after they signed it because we've never officially been able to trust but verify, so to speak, anything that's going on over there, to my knowledge, in Iran. I mean, it's all been kind of like the honor system, has it not?
Well, I mean, we can go back through the nuclear deal, but I think we pretty much litigated all that. What's at issue here is not with the United States, it's with the European Union. And I think that Pompeo has now very much made the case to the other signatories of the Iranian nuclear deal such that they could begin to push back or in some cases I think have and start applying some sanctions. We're seeing all the pretty nasty things that Iran is doing, least of which is going on in Iraq and Syria, and they've got behaviors that of which there really are no consequence except coming from the United States. And so I think that the United States has been putting some major pressure on Zarif, that's who he met with, by the way.
Oh, okay, yeah, Zarif. All right. Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are, so I'm good with all that.
Let's talk about Syria, because you and I have been discussing little bits and pieces of stuff that keep falling into our places here, falling into my lap, falling into your lap. We talked about General Soleimani, the IRGC commander, who's kind of free to roam wherever he wants to roam and does pretty much what he does. And he is pretty much operating the boat, if you will, over there in Syria, because once again, he's in charge of the military operations just like he is in Iraq. Well, it looks like as if Iraq is moving towards, or maybe Soleimani is, pushing Mr. al-Assad out, or preparing to push him out, and he would become the, I don't know if they call him the president, the premier, prime minister, whatever, but he would become the leader in charge, if you will, of Syria. How's that going to work out?
Well, officially that, I mean, they can't necessarily do that because, I mean, Syria has elections and they're a sovereign country as much as it's being, it's been owned by Iran and Russia since the Civil War started.
Mm-hmm.
So, pushing Assad out, that we all want that. But to replace him, this one's kind of dangerous. But, Soleimani has been doing this, for at least a decade.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not a new concept, a new playbook for Soleimani at all, for the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps or the Quds Force.
Mm-hmm.
So what the United States has been doing are these, airstrikes here recently because we are seeing a much more assertive operation by Soleimani, and so we have done these airstrikes. We just did one
in both Iraq and in Syria. This time, not so much taking out the Iranian militia, but more this most recent one was the Khatib Hezbollah militia.
Right.
So what happened then? Well, now you've got Iraqis that are mad because, you know, some, you know, I don't know who was, they're claiming civilians, up to 25 civilians were killed. So they stormed our embassy in the last several hours, saying down with the USA. So now there's going to be a push by Iran to go to the Baghdad government and say, you need to work on getting the United States out of Iraq.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to happen, I don't believe. Not anytime soon, anyway. By the way, little old Mr. Kim Jong-un over in North Korea, he's called for military countermeasures. What the hell is he talking about?
Well, I'm not too sure I know what that is, but we can guess.
Big word.
And the guess would be possibly South Korea, but I think the more poignant message would be Japan. And so we have been, you know, we've got a lot of forces in Japan. We've been in Japan for quite some time. We can locate there. So I think that from any kind of a defensive and offensive measure, it will come out of Japan being supplied by all U.S. things sitting in Guam.
Okay, and then one last little thing here, got about 30 seconds. The DHS came out and gave a clean bill of health to the North Carolina election hacking in 2016, said there was no evidence of it, didn't happen.
Okay.
So I'm good with that because I know there was a lot of discussion by the Democrats that, oh, I got hacked, Russia was in here, and all that kind of stuff when the elections didn't quite go their way. We're talking about 2016.
The one that we still haven't answered yet, though, was Florida.
Right.
Remember, they won't tell us what the problems were in Florida. That's still an open wound here that's not been resolved.
Yep, that's correct, and we don't know, and until they tell us, we can sit here and guess all we want, I guess. But anyway, what are you going to do today?
Actually, after coming back from Georgia, I think I'm going to chill out. I got a couple of housekeeping things I got to do, but watch football, too.
And get ready for the, football. Tomorrow's football. You'll be watching football all day, right?
Yes.
Well, I will be on the air regularly tomorrow, just like as if it's a normal day, even though it's New Year's, because we'll be talking about all sorts of stuff. So if I hear from you, so be it. If I don't, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And I told her if she wanted tomorrow off, she could take tomorrow off. Otherwise, we'll talk to her on the radio. Who knows? But I may be talking to you on the radio. I might be talking to Susie on the radio. All right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
There is new information about the anti-Semite Grafton Thomas, 37 years old, who bursts into a rabbi's house with a machete in Muncie, New York, stabbing five Jewish people celebrating Hanukkah, lighting the menorah for the seventh night after the Sabbath ended Saturday. Detectives in New York say anti-Semitic journals found at his house. The acting director of Homeland Security, Ken Cuccinelli, says in a tweet, Grafton, the son of an illegal immigrant. He says apparently American values did not take hold among this entire family, at least this one violent and apparently bigoted son. And as we close out the year 2019, we turn to the stock market, which if you've checked your 401k has been on a roll, but profit takers moving in, the Dow losing 183 points to close at 28,462. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston, and the other one right here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And don't forget, NAA.edu. Here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, we know, and National Aviation Academy knows, that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. We know that more of you have chosen to go to technical schools or vocational schools, and that you've gone there to learn a trade. But what they're not telling you is that in most cases, those trades, even though they're going to pay good money down the line, to begin with, you're going to start out as an apprentice you're going to start out as what we call an 80 percenter. But in either case, you're not going to make the kind of money that you thought you were right off the bat for maybe as much as a year or two, depending on if you're in a union job, because that's the way it works. Now, if you want to check out the National Aviation Academy, I can tell you two things. First of all, if you want to make $50,000 to $60,000 a year right off the bat as a certified aviation maintenance tech, it can be done. If you apply yourself and work all that you possibly can, you might be able to get yourself up towards a six-figure salary the very first year. Now, if you want to go overseas, you will. It's that simple, especially for a military contractor. So check out the National Aviation Academy by going to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Tell them you want to take a tour of their facility, whether it's up in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, or whether or not it's down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Whichever one works for you, ask to take the tour. NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. I guarantee it. Now, we have been talking a lot about the situation along the border. And you heard me talk about, and somebody asked me a question yesterday about whether or not the border wall was still moving along, and the answer to that is yes. Now, while they only may be building a mile here, a mile there, while they're waiting for the $400 million, which is in the works, following the federal judge's December 10th ruling, that they couldn't use that money. And again, this goes back to the Army Corps of Engineers, which has shut down border wall construction on sites in Arizona and San Diego after that federal judge made that ruling on December 10th. But that decision is not expected to affect the number of troops stationed at the U.S.-Mexican border. That's remaining constant. Because without the wall, you have to have people in the middle to intertwine to keep the folks from coming over the border the way that they were, and the drugs from coming over the border. Now, I can't speak that much about the drugs because we don't know for sure if we've been able to slow them down or not, but I can tell you that we have slowed down the influx of people coming over that border. That is for sure. That is for sure. Now, in 2020, the Army will be revamping its rifle qualifications and small arms training. There's going to be a new rifle marksmanship qualification standard, which is being rolled out all across the Army. That ought to be interesting. And the Army also is doing its very level best. Some soldiers deployed to northern Iraq got more than stocking stuffers this week when senior leaders visited them and recognized their contributions to a coalition battling the Islamic State. And we are talking about some of our special operators that are up there in the northern part of Iraq. By the way, the Navy is working very hard these days. Now, the proposal for cuts to the U.S. Navy shipbuilding and force structure could herald a new strategy, experts say, as they're talking about lowering the amount of ships, getting away from the 350-ship Navy that some people were looking at to getting down to about 275 to 280 ships, but more underwater craft, more submarines in the mix. By the way, did you hear about Eddie Gallagher, former chief petty officer? Well, Eddie Gallagher's attorney says that they're going to sue the New York Times claiming fake reporting. Now, hours after a bombshell report showed Navy SEALs making damning claims against their former platoon leader, Eddie Gallagher, his attorney said he was planning to file a lawsuit against a reporter who broke the story because they cherry-picked the story and cut parts out and inserted it and made the whole meaning of what was being discussed different. Sound familiar? It should. By the way, the Air Force wants to know more about the airmen's sleep patterns and fatigue levels and how improved sleep habits can enhance readiness. They'll be checking that out in 2020. Also, the Air Force in 2019 dropped a long-standing weighted airman promotion system for senior non-commissioned officers, and they're looking at ending the promotion tests altogether for NCOs right now. And it was about 10 years ago when Brent Beck took off from the Beale Air Force Base in California on one of his night training flights in the U-2 Dragon Lady high-altitude spacecraft. Now, the Air Force's life-saving U-2 spacesuit is evolving to meet the new modern changes and challenges in the Air Force. By the way, the Marines, not to be outdone, are moving to a greater naval integration, starting with training changes. This is how the Marine Corps will shift its naval roots, as outlined in the Commandant's Planning Guidance that begins this year. Also, gender integration is now coming to both the Marine Corps Recruit Depot, Paris Island, South Carolina, and the Training Depot in San Diego, California, as they're mixing the men and the women together for basic training. Now, 11,000 New York State veterans of the Army and Air National Guard were on hand at the burials of about 11,050 veterans during 2019, the State Division of Military and Naval Affairs said. That's an amazing, amazing feat. I think I told you that in another twist to a homicide case that began 11 months ago, Coast Guard seaman Ethan W. Tucker has been ordered to court-martial in California for allegedly leaving a shipmate to drown in frigid Alaskan waters. That's a very, very sorry situation there. Fell overboard in a boat and he left him behind. Didn't go back after him. By the way, Veterans Affairs officials are launching a new effort to reach out to recently separated troops to inform them about benefits and support services in an effort to ease transition issues and hopefully prevent more veteran suicides. Boy, that is so important. So important that we do something about that. And President Donald Trump says that he is starting the new year knee-deep in daunting foreign policy challenges. At the same time, you'll have to deal with the likely impeachment trial in the Senate and then the demands of a reelection campaign. It's going to be an interesting year for the president, but I believe he's up to it and can handle it. He's surrounded by some very good people, and I don't think it'll be very long until they take this impeachment stuff and just blow it out the door and for what it's worth. And by the way, the investigation with U.S. Attorney Durham and U.S. Attorney General Barr is moving along. More and more documents, more and more affidavits, more and more emails, etc., etc., all coming in. I'm telling you, there's a bunch of people that are holding their breath right now because this is going to be something when this all comes to play. Mark my words. All right, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch and Chris Markowski.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. Couple little facts here, I'm packing a Colt King Cobra, that's a 357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Barracata 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet. I can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Now, folks, it's a non-smoking flight for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes, but for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia, and she and her husband Don are listening to us right now on our affiliate up there in Carrollton, Georgia, AM 1330 WLBB. Hello to everybody up there, and a special shout-out to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there, because all you folks here at Fort Benning, Georgia, can hear me on that station. And many of you have chimed in already, and we appreciate you very much via the email and via the Facebook page. So we thank you for that. Now, one other little thing here. My conversation with Chris Markowski coming up, brought to you by Mixon's Groveside Cafe. I will be down there on Thursday. I will be down there. And don't forget that we honestly are going to have a really, really good time because of the food that's there. Now, again, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, inside Mixon's Fruit Farms retail store at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. All you people that are down here from the north to get those little tourist books, it's in there. It's in there. That's the place, Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Make sure you stop by and enjoy some of that really good food they got there. And I'll look forward to seeing you on Thursday. All righty. Back to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. How you doing?
Doing well.
Staying nice and warm up there?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Okay. Let's see here. We have the makings of another Benghazi going on right now outside our embassy in Baghdad. Have you heard about that?
Well, I know that, you know, there's obviously been some issues in Iraq in regards to some of the Shiite militias that we've decided to go after. And from what I'm hearing, I said the Iraqi government's not exactly thrilled with what we're doing there. I kept kind of worried about things flaring up to some degree. But it was an attack on one of our installations. One of our contractors was killed, and that's why we decided to come back.
It was outside Kirkuk.
Yeah, some of these Shia militia positions. And, again, the place is very volatile. And, you know, anything can set it off, you know. And, listen, I think we've got to tread very, very carefully there, unless, you know, we throw the whole thing into a big disaster again.
Now, here's the deal. We had the contractor get killed. We don't know who he worked for. They won't tell us that because he might have been security for all I know. But we had four of our GIs get wounded and two Iraqi GIs get wounded. And then we went out and we struck five of their targets, killing some civilians on the Iraqi side, unfortunately, because these bad guys always surround themselves with some civilians. About 25 civilian deaths, some of them women and children, and thousands of Iraqis right now are outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. This is a situation that at any moment could go deadly.
That's our largest embassy in the world, if I'm not mistaken, and it's pretty well fortified. But I think that, you know, probably a lot of the Iraqi people, the protesters, are probably just getting somewhat tired of our presence there to some degree. I'm sorry, there's people on both probably sides of this, because, you know, the type of death and destruction that's taking place in that region within that country is probably starting to weigh on them to some degree. As far as the Benghazi situation is concerned, the embassy is not being fired upon, is it?
Not yet, but it could go violent at any moment because, you know, amongst the people in those crowds, they have people normally that have weapons. It could be explosives, could be anything, but this is not, as a matter of fact, I'm trying right now to, make sure that I keep track of what's going on here, but this could go sideways at any time. And good morning, George. And let's see, what is this? One, our diplomatic personnel have been now evacuated out of there.
Well, okay, so, you know, obviously it's a huge embassy. It's very well fortified, and we're just not taking any chances. Again, it's just showing how volatile that region is, and any type of response that we have is there's going to be some blowback. You know, Iraq is a mishmash of various different factions and religions. And, you know, one of the arguments was, you know, made for a guy like Saddam Hussein was he was able to keep it all under control.
Yeah, we're going to have to keep our eyes on that. Okay, we've got a question, I believe, here from a caller. You want to take a call?
Sure.
All right, good morning. Is this Todd?
Yes, sir, boss. How you doing?
You got a question for Chris Markowski?
Chris, I just want to remind you, let everybody, I heard you say a bunch of times on the radio that the stock buybacks, you know, by corporations are killing the companies, and just what, you know, I know Donald Trump's doing a great job on the economy for the American people. Just want to let you know let the people know about stopping the stock buybacks for companies and putting that into R&D and earnings for the employees. God bless you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And by the way, Chris, here's more information. I'm getting literally minute-by-minute information coming in here from a source I have. No word yet about our Marine detachment. We have about 150 Marines that are there at that embassy, and there's no word yet about them. And again, you got several thousand people outside the street. I'm sure. And by the way, we also have the civilian people that guard the outside of the embassy, the Iraqi civilians.
So
who knows what's going on there, but this is serious. This could get this is, again, as was described to me, this could be another Benghazi. I sure hope not.
Well, obviously you're dealing with a much different facility than Benghazi, though. Obviously, I mean, this is one of our most fortified and largest embassies in the world. Very, very different type of a place, without doubt.
All right, well, let's talk about the New York City situation and the slashings that were up there, the guy with a machete who's been arrested and all that. Now, David Horowitz, who is very well known in the community up there, certainly a Jewish writer and author, he has said now, in his opinion, the Democrats are the ones fueling the hate, not President Trump.
Well, listen, you take a look at what they have to say. And they, well, again, it's kind of, you project, you know, the Democrats seem to project on, they say things about people on the right and Trump supporters and Republicans that they're hateful and they're racist and all this stuff, which is just purely, pure nonsense. And you know, they're the ones that, you know, you listen to the rants that they go on and the things that they have to say and how off the charts and delusional they are, especially the celebrities, and how nutty they've become. And it's almost like that they're sick in the head to some degree. I mean, some people, you know, get upset about this. I, you know, and I always say, hey, listen, people act like that. They need your prayers more than anything else because they're really, really, you know, people that need help. That they're not right in the head. And that's the, you know, the type of reaction that they seem to have with Donald Trump. I mean, again, I disagree vehemently with Barack Obama's policy positions, but I didn't hate the guy.
No.
It's completely different now. And I seem to understand it. You want to argue positions and what people do, and that's fine. But, you know, they've gotten off the deep end with that stuff.
By the way, when you talk about celebrities, Sharon Stone, was, on some sort of dating app with an alias. And she's mad, and the news came out now, I don't know where it came from, that she's being asked to be unblocked by this dating app. We don't know which one it is. And they're saying not until you put your real name out there and your real picture instead of whatever this is and your fake name. isn't that funny?
That's above my pay grade following this stuff.
Said Hollywood, and there it is right there. That happens to be a news story.
Yeah, they, I mean, well, they're all over the place, those people. Yeah. Sorry, and, you know, kind of the chips fall they make.
Well, let's get into our financial stuff again, because I don't know how this will affect things in general, but the population growth rate for the past decade now has been the lowest for over a century here in the United States. People just aren't having more kids.
There's various different reasons. Countries change, too, Matt, as we know. You take a look at mortality rates is also, we've also gone very much from a more of an agrarian country to more of an industrialized country over the past 100 years, without a doubt. And you know, you take a look, you know, back in the day, people who had farms, they would have more kids because they would work on the farms, they would inherit the farm.
I was one of them.
It's changed to some degree. Not to mention the fact it's very expensive to have kids. You know, it's something that we've got to think about for the future, because you need to have population growth if you continue to want to have growth. I mean, a lot of these southern European countries are coming to the realization that they're going to be in trouble moving forward because there's not enough people. Not to mention the fact that all of our entitlement programs that need people paying into them so people can receive on the opposite end.
Yeah. Now, here comes the end of the segment here. But anyway, some people are saying it looks like as if gold's the best thing to do right now. We talked about that the other day. I guess it's a hedge against inflation, right?
That's it. It's never a major position in your portfolio, that's for sure.
All right, Chris, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye. And by the way, I forgot to mention that tomorrow's New Year's Day. He may not be around, but oh well. We're just going to play it by ear. I'll be here, so I'm assuming everybody else will be. All right, coming right back, Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy, coming right back in there.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.